I would say from the kitchen now to the front porch, because we want to make everybody passing by stop in and join in on the jam session. I'm very pleased to present to you some legends in Cajun music. Mr. Boisec
Ardouin,
accompanied how many of you, well, I'll tell you afterwards, maybe the story of why he's called Boisec. Find out how many of you don't know that yet. Boisec Ardouin, accompanied by Eddie and Danny Poulard and Charlie Tier. Please give them a warm welcome.
Quiet out here. We're fixing to change that though. Mr. Boisec said he's come here a little pumped up. He's gonna try to do the same for everybody, I believe. Be back again this year as it is. This is my third year up here, and it's always the same warmth you receive every time you come back. And it's good to see all those familiar faces again. And even the unfamiliar ones. Hello. First. Let's play.
Now, if you want an explanation for that, you're gonna have to ask him after the show.
Good evening.
quiet or down.
A little song called T. Maurice. We're gonna do a little song called Think About Me Once Again. He says, once again.
We'll be right back.
Well, I think everybody's warmed up now, huh? Y'all welcome to dance if they'll let you. Last time we had a couple of dancers out in front. I think there were two people that they we paid. Charles Two-Step. For any of you that's been there, anybody been there, Charles?
Oh,
Okay, we're going to do a... There won't be any singing then, right? Unless you sing it.
We're going to do a little song called The Canary Waltz that Waseckin Canary recorded years ago.
Yes.
And but we're going to do it just instrumental. If that's okay. Song, he had another song he and Kennery recorded years ago. We'll be right back.
All right.
All right. Come on. At this time, we'd like to introduce who we are.
I think we got time for one more, right?
On my left is, we kind of look alike, everybody says. The guy playing the triangle is Danny Poulard. He lives in Fairfield, California. And another person who is no stranger here, for sure, a guy who's an all-around musician, been helping out here at Augusta for years and years, all the way from Chicago, Illinois, Charlie Turk. Real good man. And me,
I'm his brother. My name is Ed Poulard. I live in Beaumont, Texas. And last but certainly not least is the youngest person in the group tonight, all the way from Durah, Louisiana, right? A person who is certainly no stranger here, also. A legend in his own time, you might say, back where we come from, Mr. Boisek Ordway. We're gonna do one more little quick one, and we gotta go. Tizzo Bayo de Soir. Everybody knows what that means? I went to the dance last night.
hardware. He borrowed a tie from someone tonight. It's a cravat, a cravat. And we have a Cajun song called La Cravat a Zika Zak. Zika Zak's cravat. It's one of those songs that you build on. Did you notice that most people just tap their foot, one foot. Did you notice that both of his would come up sometimes? Did you notice that? That was certainly a treat. And while we get ready for Balfa Toujours, it's kind of funny saying Balfa because I grew up saying Balfa Toujours. Christine's dad, Mr. Dewey, is, I'm sure all of you knew him. I used to teach in the western part of the state, almost on the Texas border. And her dad, Mr. Dewey, drove a bus, a school bus. And I guess about 15 years ago, I asked him if he would come 2 hours away to play for my students. I was teaching high school at the time. And he said, sure. So he did his bus route in the morning. That's the type of man he was. He did his bus route in the morning and drove 2 hours to do a demonstration and musical and explaining the instruments for 2 hours with my students, and then drove back in time to pick up his students on the bus route, the afternoon bus route. That's the type of man I'm sure you knew that he was. Let's give him a hand, even though he's not here. As we would say, Sha, Monsieur Dewey. Sha, Monsieur Dewey. I'm sure he's here. To give you maybe just a little bit of background on what's going on in Louisiana as far as French goes, the language goes, the music is still very much alive, so's the cuisine, and the language, where really there's a big action going on in Louisiana, active group to preserve the language. I teach French at the fourth and fifth grade level, and it's a state mandate that was, I think, in 1976, that all academically able students in fourth and fifth grade would have to take French, and they figured that was a good way of starting to preserve the language. And so all of them in the elementary schools that are academically able have French for half an hour a day. And I teach between two schools, nine classes. It's kind of hectic. But the kids really learn it well at that age. We also have what we call French immersion programs, where let's say that a school would like to start a French immersion program. We would start in kindergarten one class, depending on the amount of people who want to sign up. It could be two classes in the kindergarten level and two or one in the first grade level. And the students learn French. They have language arts for about an hour and a half during the day. And then the rest of the day, they learn everything else that they would have learned, but in French. It's up to the sixth grade level now, and one of the parishes, or counties as you would call them here, had their first graduating class 2 years ago. In our parish, it's up to the sixth grade level. And at the end of the year, they are given the California Achievement Test with the other students in that grade level. And they always test as high or higher, because learning a foreign language is using both sides of your brain, not just one side. It's just an incredible skill. It's good to know any language, with Martian or whatever. In our case, it happens to be French. And I never thought French would take me that far. I'm very proud to be able to speak French now, and I certainly enjoy the music. I'd like to share with you, we have a little bit of time here, I think they're almost ready, and the sense of humor is kind of different, but I'll share with you a joke that I'll translate for you. There was an old Cajun lady who had triplets, and of course, we baptized the children, and she went to church to baptize the kids, and the priest said, okay, madame, what would you like to name your kids? What did you name them? And she said, well, Jean, which means John. And he said, okay, and what's the other one? She said, Jean. And he says, well, madame, you can't name them both. Jean, what's the other one's name? Jean, she says. And he says, Jean, Jean, and Jean. Oh, no, madame, you have to name them different names. They can't all be named the same name.
So she thought about it for a while and she said, okay, j'en ai voulu, j'en ai eu, et j'en veux plus, which means I wanted some, I got some, I don't want any more. So I didn't lose too much in the translation. I don't know how much time we have. I'll try another one, but I don't know how well this one will go over. Are we just about, maybe we're just about ready? I'll tell you another one later. Sha. Okay, we're going to warm you up for the concert, the dance in the pavillon directly following the concert tonight with Creole Junction. Would you please give a very big warm welcome to a pretty girl with a pretty smile accompanied by great musicians, Balfa Toujours.
So far. It's been great. It's kind of a tough act to follow, don't you think? I wish they would have switched that around and put us before them. Well, we're going to play some music for you, and the first song we're going to do is a song on our new CD, and it's called Jeune Fille de la Campagne, Mariez-vous autres jamais. And what that means is, young girls of the countryside, take advice from me. Don't ever get married.
Yeah, I'll let you get away with that, Christine. It's traditional, you know.
It's a traditional tune. We didn't write this.
Thank you. yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We're going to ask Dirk to pick up the fiddle, and we're going to do some fiddle music for you. And the song we're going to do right now is something called Grand Mamou, which means Big Mamou. And Mamou is a small little town. I don't know why they called it Grand Mamou, but it's a small little town in southwest Louisiana where there's a lot of good Cajun music comes from there. So we're going to do something called Grand Mamou.
Thank you. Well, some of you have seen us here before at Augusta. We've been here several years, and we always enjoy it. But most of you haven't seen our newest member, Mitchell Reed. Please make him feel welcome. He's not only a great bass player and a wonderful electric bass player, too, but he's a great fiddler. He's great. He's all around. He's just great. Look at him. He's great. And we're going to get him to do something that is sort of his theme song, his hit, called The Blue Runner.